Oh, here's an idea. I got an idea.
No one's ever written a cartoon in 20 minutes.
Here's an idea. Hey, okay, the stupider we get, maybe the stupider the script will get.
Here's a problem with that whole story.
We should be writing this shit down. Here's an idea.
Welcome to Here's an Idea, the Explosum Writers Room podcast. We're the Explosum Boys. Instead of writing a script, I bet we fail.
I think we're absolutely going to fail this time. I feel like we need to take stock of everything that we've done up to now. By the way, my name's Dave. Chris, you need to introduce yourself. I've already done that for you, but please do it again.
I'm Chris. Thanks, Dave.
Okay, perfect.
I'm Joel, anyway. But no one asked me to introduce myself.
Everyone knows who you are.
Rob's not here, and I'm glad.
He's not. He's gone. Someone fired him over a rainbow.
I do want to...
He's probably having a better time.
I want to take every opportunity to make fun of Rob. He's been wedding-cucked. He's gone to a Mormon wedding where he's not allowed inside.
So, like, do they
is it in the temple?
Yeah, it's in the temple.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, that's
specifically Jesus.
Behind enemy lines there.
Yeah. So he's flying to a wedding. He's going to stand outside the temple like a bad little atheist. Pissing himself.
Is there like a bouncer that checks his Mormon ID?
Yeah, they scan him.
You're not Mormon enough to get in. He's like, no, I got this fake one. Because this is, also I talk like this. I'm Rob Demblick.
They scan his blood and they go, uh-uh.
Yeah, that's unbaptized blood.
Yeah, they say, not only do you not believe in our Jesus, you don't believe in any kind of Jesus.
Yeah, there's nothing
here.
Get
the fuck out.
You stand here.
I mean, types of... There's some Jesuses I believe in, like deep-sea
like
diver Jesus and space Jesus.
And spaghetti Jesus.
Yeah.
It's like the Globetrotters. There's spaghetti Jesus. There's ball-headed Jesus.
I think you're thinking the Hair Bear Bunch, not the Globetrotters.
They're so easy to confuse the two because they were both Hanna-Barbera cartoons.
Yeah.
What I was saying is we need to take stock of our podcast, and I have a question to put forward to
both
of you.
Can we talk about the Globetrotters instead?
We can after this, but okay. I just want you to ask, if you think this is going well, do you think...
Oh, the whole experiment?
Do you think Mrs. Explosum's happy with us? I think we keep giving her bad scripts.
Hey,
I don't
man,
know about you.
If you listened... to that one about the teen girls and their sleepover and how well we
did. Is that the one where they shit?
Yeah, they did a big shit. And then Mrs. Explosum said, good job, boys, and then hung up.
Did she?
I think so.
I play it back over and over and over to feel good about myself.
Yeah, when you're taking a big shit. So.
Which is, you know, most of the
day.
I
was going to text you guys and I forgot.
Because you were taking a big shit.
I was taking a big shit and I wanted to say, I just took a big Jessica shit. So I'm buying into our own lore. That's good.
Yeah, delete my number.
That means I'm a fan. I'm a fan of myself.
You're a fan of our work collectively.
Sure.
Because you took a shit.
Like a big Jessica-sized shit.
Your shit was inspired by...
Listen, let's not retread old ground. Let's talk about...
It's a new day.
How Rob is a wedding cuck.
And the Harlem Globetrotters.
And the Globetrotters.
Okay. What's the worst part of Rob, do you think, physically?
Oh, I thought you were going to say, what's my favorite or least favorite Globetrotter? The answer to both is bubblegum tape.
What?
Sorry.
Rob has a terrible appendix. Everyone
his appendix?
Knows this.
I have a vendetta against appendices anyway.
Wait, what's the vendetta about?
Is that a plural?
Yeah.
Is that real?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
A bunch of doctors took my child's appendix out, and then the bill came in, and it was $68,000.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. What a country.
Yeah.
So, my God. Yeah, I immediately hate all organs and all doctors.
You need them, though. You can't live with them. Can't live without them.
Organs. Organs. Can't live with them.
How do they work?
It's magic.
I mean, what? Yeah, okay. A doctor's sitting there full of organs, too, so that's a double
bad. Oh, he's
bad
just
thing.
A bag of organs.
Ugh.
Yeah, but who helps the doctor out when his organs are bad?
No one.
No
they
one.
Die.
it's another part doctor of the... comes and... Doesn't help him, but is there to take his place.
Yeah, well, he shoots him in the head.
I imagine a mother doctor comes in and stands on him like a Russian doll.
Sure.
And he just goes up inside like a car being elevated so that someone could work under it.
That was multiple analogies woven betwixt each other.
I like to give you options.
I think, part of the Hippocratic Oath is, number one, do no harm. Number two, if I get sick, another doctor kills me and takes my place.
Yeah, there can only be one.
Because if a doctor gets sick, that proves that he sucks.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like, yeah, I'm not trusted a doctor who's like there.
Yeah, you go into the doctor's office.
You don't go to a mechanic who's driving a piece of shit jalopy that's sputtering and coughing smoke.
But while let me fix your car.
Well, actually, if it's like 70 years old, you can admire the fact that he's been able to keep that car alive for so long. And someday he could do that with you. You know,
you could
be like 130 years old and your doctor's looking at you going, there's my pride and joy.
I don't know. I don't want to be a specimen.
What do you think the cost would be if I took my car into a mechanic and I said, okay, I want to be able to use my feet like the Flintstones to move my car around?
I can't imagine that being very expensive.
No.
I think it's on you to be able to push the car around. Yeah, you'd have to have leg strength.
Some sort of super slick bearings that would let just the lightest tap push your car up to like 20 miles an hour.
What if I just have sneakers with really good grip?
Oh, well, then you're that sneaker expense then.
Or tape two electric skateboards to your feet.
Just roll along that way.
Yeah.
I feel like this is just going to rip my legs off, and then I'm going to be sitting there in the car with no Flintstone option.
No Flintstone option. When I was like 8, I used to think I would design inventions in my little spiral notebooks and my drawing pads and whatnot. And one of them was a car that doesn't need gas or a motor because the back tire is much bigger than the front tire.
So it's just perpetually rolling because it's bigger?
In my mind, it meant it would roll as if it were its own hill, and it would roll downhill. And I'm like, all you'd ever have to do is hit the brake. Why has no one done this?
That reminds me of a conversation I had last night with my wife where I said, as a kid, did you ever just try to grab water like it was a solid and wonder why it just didn't stay
no,
there.
Man. And she went, no, Dave, no one's that stupid.
Fuck nut.
I wouldn't wonder why. I'd do that with the faucet and like,
you grab the
imagine if it turned into an icicle when you grab it. But I wasn't like, why can't I grab it?
That was yesterday. Why can't I grab this water?
That's your average Boston accent.
This is too hard.
We from Boston. I can't grab the water. Also, I'm Rocky.
Dave and I were talking about accents before we started recording, and
everyone likes to talk to me about accents because I have one, they think I'm an enthusiast of all accents.
We all have one.
And see, and that's the worst part is I am an enthusiast of all accents, and no one talks to me about them.
Well, that's true, actually. That's very true.
No one strikes up a conversation about dialects with me, and I can do a lot of them.
There's an irony to that.
It is. Sad irony. But Dave brought up a farce, which was he went to Boston and I didn't hear an accent. And I was like, oh, well, that means you're a ghost. You've died.
You were there, Chris. Do you remember anyone talking like a Boston accent?
Yeah, like Baka.
Baka, Yad.
Yeah.
Baka.
I said, and then tell me, this might be a controversial opinion, but I stand by it. Everyone with that accent should be sterilized and all their babies euthanized.
Why would you do such a thing?
To end that accent.
Why?
It's the worst. It hurts your ears and your brain.
You guys say y'all.
Ironically?
Are you sure?
No.
I think there's a point where the irony slips off and it sheds
I'm not
its
taking
skin
any
to the point where
this.
You're just really saying y'all. Y'all guys is something I hear a lot from the Explosive
Not from
office.
Me.
You don't get it from me either.
Not,
absolutely not.
I hate that. You know what my least favorite is? You
don't say yous.
It's not yous guys. It's
use ones.
Your guys's.
Who's that? Who's
I went
saying
over
that?
To I went over to your guys's office.
Oh, your guys.
Yeah, I say that.
Your man's. Okay.
You can euthanize me and my baby. I don't give a shit. my bloodline. I'm ready to end it.
Really
I want to die with my bloodline.
That's a good doo-wop song from the 50s. You can euthanize me and my baby. I don't give a shit.
Bottom.
And then everyone switches to the
do-do-do.
we'll never be a malt shop band at this rate, guys.
That would be a good Frankie Valli song.
You can sterilize my balls. You missed it the first time we went to Boston, Dave. It was nuts because we went there at the time when the Red Sox were going against the Yankees.
Well, they should never go against each other.
The fucking Sax!
The Sax. Uh-huh. The Sax were there.
Go Sax!
And
go
every Sax. Single business was like, 80% off all mattresses if the Red Sox win.
And if they lose, we burn it down.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, yeah.
What happens if they do?
I'm burning 80% of my store.
The Boston economy collapses.
The
Boston economy bombs? Well, that's a different thing, actually. We'll not talk about that.
Yeah, there was a Boston economy bomb. A marathon.
But, I mean, okay, 80% off a fucking mattress if your sports team wins?
That's a free mattress.
Come on, that's going to kill businesses.
Yeah, every bar you go to, they'll have offers, and everyone's just kind of waiting to see if the Red Sox win, and then...
Come on over to Fat Ronnie's Mattresses. If the Sox win, I'll give you a mattress for $16, because you're going to want to fuck.
Come on down to ladies, Larry's Ladies of the Night. You can get 80% off your full-price hookah if the Red Sox win.
And that half-price hookah is going to give you full AIDS.
Yeah, come on down with your fuck coupons, and I'll fuck you myself.
I will Who's not pay full price for this hooker.
Just a little squirrely man that lives next door.
Was that Chris?
I said, I will not pay full price for this hooker. The Red Sox one, give me my discount.
Fucking sex.
The fucking sex, man.
Listen.
I like
Come
Boston.
On down to Jerry's discount fucking doctor office. And any disease you got, I'll cure it for $18 if this fucking sex win.
I'll take your appendix out 80% if the Red Sox win.
How many appendices?
How many appendices do you have? We do a 2-for-1 deal.
Do we all have all of our organs?
I don't have my tonsils.
I don't have my tonsils either.
Can I have those?
I didn't keep them, but I had 3 of them because I'm a mutant.
Where was the third one?
Was it on the roof?
It was on my left side.
The mouth?
Yeah, it was hanging from my uvula. Yeah, no, I had 3. I had 2 on one side, like one regular one and then kind of a small one next to it.
That must have meant that the left side of your head was really clean on the inside. Really nice. Like, like a nice pair of luxury curtains on the left side of your head.
Chris, has anyone looked in to see if all of your organs follow that same trajectory?
Well, I haven't looked. You're
such
wife.
A nice guy because you have 2 hearts.
No, he has his 2 hearts and 1 little shitty one. And that's the one he uses.
What do you mean? He's got a little shitty one on his right side?
That's the one he uses.
What's going on? Okay. If you
have an extra tiny little tongue next to my regular one.
If you have all the extra heart power, you could put it to something else. You were talking about powering a car earlier. Well, yeah. If you could just plug your own fucking heart.
That'd be sweet, man. Elon, make it happen.
Oh, he might be gone soon.
Yeah,
I'm actually rooting
for
his downfall.
He's being sued for fraud.
He's a bad boy.
What happened?
It turns out they're saying he manipulated his own stock price by telling people he had enough money to go public. And then the Securities Exchange Commission was like, that's against the law.
Yeah, that's a bad boy thing to do.
Don't do that. It's got to be really easy to fuck up with that kind of thing, though, because you're like, I'm just an asshole. I just want to tweet about my billion-dollar company. And then someone goes, if you say things about your own company, that's illegal. What? I wanted to tell my friend he should buy a stock because it's about to be expensive.
Your Elon Musk impression is improving.
It's changing. It's evolving.
You know something? I've never actually heard him talk.
Me either.
I have no idea what he said. Haven't? Really?
No, not at all.
So this is why.
That's why I assumed he was German for like 3 years.
You guys didn't watch him smoking weed with Joe Rogan?
No.
I thought you were doing the American thing.
I hate his
thing.
Face.
Yeah. Like, his face looks like he's like pushing his head through a tight sweater.
It does. He looks like a dog that's halfway out of a cage.
He looks like a texture map for a PlayStation 1 game.
Yeah. Yeah, he does look like he's got a poorly aligned face texture. He's got more face real estate than he has face.
Yeah, big time.
What do you mean? He's got more face real estate. Like there's plenty of room for more stuff there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like the space between his eyes and the edge of his face. Like, there's a lot of it. I have very little. He has a lot.
He's economizing.
No,
I'm
with
you. It's like the tiny homes of faces.
Because
he's got what he needs and nothing else.
When I made my own texture of my own head for GTA 3, it looked just like Elon Musk. And I was like, good enough.
Well, this goes back to the tonsil thing where Chris has 2 tonsils. If Elon Musk has all this, it's like Resident Evil. You got to put your pistol in here. You put your rifle in here. You got to maximize.
Are you saying how many more items could he put on his face?
On his face, yeah. And can he make it bigger?
I want to.
Listen.
You want to make Elon Musk's face bigger?
Yeah.
What if?
How big?
How big?
Oh, the moon.
I want him to walk around.
Like Billy Corgan.
Like, I kind of want him to have like Mojo Jojo proportions.
Oh, I gotcha.
But that's more his brain, not his face.
Yeah. Yeah. Fair point.
Idiot.
Fair point.
What about the kid from, do you remember Mask? Remember that?
Not like the Mask
man,
with?
But Mask. The one with the kid who had the big face.
Oh, Rocky Dennis.
Yeah, he had the face that looked like
that
a chicken
movie
fried
is
steak.
So sad.
Is it?
Oh my God, it's so sad.
I was too busy laughing at his big face.
At his big ugly face. Big. I guess you really got the point of that movie.
Yeah.
You remember? Do you remember how that They pitched that movie. They went, okay, listen, this guy, Rocky Dennis, he's a real guy. He's a hero. We're going to make a movie about him. How come? So people can laugh at his big, ugly fucking face.
He looks like the Great Barrier Reef.
His big, stupid fucking face. Looks like a catcher's mitt turned inside out.
Look at this photo.
Oh, okay.
Well, he looks like someone put some bread in a microwave. Yeah, what do you think?
Okay, if that's why you want to make this movie, I guess.
Yeah, here's $3 billion.
Can we have your life rights, Rocky Dennis? Yeah, sure thing, guys.
What movie are you guys talking about?
It's called Mask. It stars, I'm blanking on his name. He was a child star in the 80s. But, okay, it's actually really good makeup, and it's about a guy that has a version of, like, elephantitis where the bones in his face grow forever.
Cool.
And so his forehead is like 9 inches tall. His eyes are way sunken in.
I would hope that it would all, if my face grew forever, I would hope it grows outwards like a beak.
Straight?
Like a...
On a trajectory?
Like a plague doctor, yeah, to a fine point.
Okay, everyone weigh in. If your face bones grew forever, what direction would you like them to go?
All right, line up. I'm taking this down.
Dave is taking plague beak.
I would want half my face to go down and the other half to go up.
Yeah.
That's some Beetlejuice shit, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I would want mine to grow in the shape of a hand coming out of my forehead.
Wait, so... So I want whatever it takes to never be TV ready.
You could avert your own eyes, Joel.
That would avert my own
eyes. You could avert your own gaze.
I could poke my own eyes.
And your head would be more of a pincer
twist. Dude, if eyes coming out left and right like a hammerhead shark, that'd be pretty sweet.
Listen, that'd be all right, but hats wouldn't be great.
Dave and I were just talking about this. Our kids are going to have access to all this technology. We're going to be long dead, and they're going to go, I want a fucking hammerhead shark head. And that'll be like a $50 visit to the CRISPR machine.
What's the CRISPR machine?
The machine that rewrites your DNA.
What? Mm-hmm.
Okay. Chris talks about this at least every other episode.
I'm pretty much a rerun.
Yeah.
Yeah. You take out a part of your DNA, you fuck with it, and then you can put it back.
And when you put it back in, it starts to replicate.
Are we talking about Spore, the video?
No, it's real.
Okay. I had no idea.
Did you think we were talking about that Dreamcast game where you evolve a little fish man? A sea man? You remember that?
That's Spore.
No, that's Seaman. The one from the guy from Lionhead.
I've never played with Seaman.
Was it called Lionhead Studios? What was it called?
Maxis, and it was Spore.
No, he's not talking about Spore. He's talking about the aquarium C-Man. Kind of thing where it's just C-Man. Like a manfish or something.
It's a manfish. It's a horrible, hideous manfish.
Yeah.
They should have called it manfish.
And they put it, Seaman, manfish.
This is like perfect game for you, Dave. I'm surprised you haven't heard of it.
It is, really. It's like your dream.
Okay.
To be a fish man.
Hang on. So my ideal video game is where I fuck about with, do I make fish?
No, he evolves.
You take care of this evolving fish with a Japanese man's face.
That's so upsetting. It's so upsetting.
Give me food.
I need pellets now. Yeah, it's very upsetting.
That's the dream. That's the dream where you can just... see, that's what CRISPR is going to lead us to.
If I'm playing Spider-Man on my PS4 and my fish goes,
need pellets, Dave.
More pellets,
Dave.
That's horrible.
And then it runs against the wall of the tank so hard that it cracks.
You're going to think I'm making this up.
Tell me.
Because every time I tell someone this, they think I'm making it up.
Okay, I'm prepared to believe you. I'm with him.
Okay, great. What about you, Chris?
Stronger together. I'm with you.
Okay, awesome. Good. we're so woke.
One time, I heard my tropical fish burp.
No, that didn't
happen. Fish burp. You ever heard a fish burp? Come on,
let's tear him down.
You were here a minute ago. Come on. You were right beside me, shoulder to shoulder.
I'm flip-flopping.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm going to bring
in... a fish that burps.
Did you put that on your calendar?
What?
Your calendar from back then.
Did you burp my fish today.
Did you write fish burped today and then keep that calendar for 16 years?
I was about 16 and I kept a tropical tank in my bedroom. And I had this big fucking ugly looking thing. And one night, it was just laying on its side on the surface, kind of not moving so well. And I'm thinking, dead. Oh, that's sad. Well, he didn't say that.
He didn't tell you he was dead?
Didn't tell me, no.
Okay.
But, I got a little sad, and I thought, he'll be dead by the morning. Mm-hmm. Anyway, got to go to sleep for school. And just as I rest my head, I hear this.
That's not a real noise.
I jump up, and there's fucking bubbles flying out of its gills.
Are you sure that's not a scream?
Yeah.
Kill me.
And it just starts swimming normally again after that. So it must have had air trapped inside of its head.
Hang on. Had you been blowing in its mouth?
I'd been giving it fucking Pepsi beforehand.
Giving it kisses?
Pepsi into the tank.
You said, you're
our fish shed.
Yeah, I drilled holes in it and played it like an ocarina.
You said, Mom, my fish tank's empty. Can I fill it full of Pepsi?
Yeah, it's in the fridge, Dave. Ask the fish what it thinks.
I'll take that as a maybe.
Yeah, don't listen.
It was doing a Tim Allen noise.
It was quite similar.
Both of our fishes died recently, and we were like,
oh, I'm sorry.
What's going on here? And, you know, as we're taking them out, we find that an antique coin fell into the fish tank.
And he ate it?
No, I think that it just sitting in the water like a doubloon killed both of them.
Well, then how come Pirate Rex didn't kill all the fish?
A doubloon?
Checkmate, atheists.
I don't know. Maybe it's because of the sheer amount of water. That's just fine.
Do you think it was like a copper, like the copper got in the water and choked him out?
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, what was he in? What were they in?
A fish tank.
Sorry, I didn't want to gender your fish. What were they in?
Yeah, what were they in?
I didn't check. I don't know how you sex a fish.
I do. From behind.
I learned from Seaman on Dreamcast in 1999.
You made your own fuckable fish.
Oh, yeah? Did he evolve one, or does it start off?
No, it asks you. About a day into it, it goes, do you want this fish to be fuckable? A for yes,
yeah, that's
B
the
for
first
no.
Prompt. Type in your fish's name,
oh,
salt
it's,
water
it's
or fresh
boy.
Water, or do you want to fuck it?
Yes.
Would you
yes,
like?
Yes, yes,
yes. And I guess you had the little
save game.
You had the little portable console.
Yeah, the VMU.
So you could upload your fish to that and then fuck it.
You put them on your VMU, just
shove
like
up your
a chocobo.
Take it to the toilet and make it rumble. God.
That's what Sonic Adventure used to do. Sonic was like, yeah, I caught all the chocobo. Do you want them to be fuckable? Press X for yes.
Wrong game.
Do you want to fuck?
That's like three wrong games.
No, they were in it. Final Fantasy Chocobo were in
this
Sonic Adventure.
This is way beyond my fish burping thing. Can someone verify this? Look, Autumn, can you Google that right now?
No.
Please. We okay, look, Jenny's giving the thumbs up.
I'm so right.
Jenny says yes.
God, I'm so right.
Jesus Christ. Okay. I don't believe this one. Okay, let's find out.
They just decided that was a thing.
Well, tell me more about the Sonic game.
Okay,
that
so
I keep hearing about.
It's all the rage. It's the first open world adventure that Sonic can explore freely.
What's
and
good
there's
about,
fucking chocobo everywhere.
What's good about Sonic is that you can get him in, it's kind of like chicken. You can get him in any sort of arrangement or shape or flavor you want. You want fat Sonic?
Oh, yeah.
Internet can
pregnant
do that.
Sonic?
You want
Jesus Sonic?
Yeah. You want Sonic being eaten by a dragon with a boner.
I drove up behind an SUV here in Dallas who had the vanity plate.
But it was Sonic?
It was Sonic. It was Sonic Soccer Mom. No, it had the vanity plate 7 jewels, and I was I was desperately trying to get next to it so I could go roll down your window. Oh, you mean the chaos emeralds? And then drive off. I don't know what it was for.
The confused 45-year-old mother would be like, ask if I could chaos emeralds.
I have 7 children that I love.
I know more about Sonic fan fiction and Rule 34 stuff than I do about the actual Sonic.
Right, I'm with Chris on that. Oh, well. What do you know about Sonic?
Guys, hang on. It's time for that part of our podcast. What do you know about Sonic?
Okay, can I ask some questions?
Yeah, please.
You know a lot more about this.
Open it up to the floor.
Where's Sonic from?
Sonic is from the Emerald Green Zone.
No.
No?
That's where he starts from. So that might imply that he has a home there. But that's not his origin. I like this. Since you apparently know the most about Sonic, but we only know about images of Sonic in compromising positions.
Yeah.
You're the guy to go to out of the three of us.
Yeah, which one of us is sadder? I think it's me.
You got a question for him?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a bit.
Round two.
I got a bit of Sonic trivia for
you. All right, let's hear it.
What is Tails' first name?
Miles Tails Prower.
Oh, shit. You got it. That was an easy one.
Do you know that I was 36 when I found out his name was a pun?
I just found out a couple weeks ago. Not even kidding.
Miles Prowler? Miles Prower.
He just got it!
Are you kidding me?
He just got it!
Oh, my God.
Dave is making a death mask face.
Holy shit. I look like that kid in that film.
You do.
I've got a big scared face.
Yep. Miles
Holy
per
shit.
Hour.
Well, I didn't know. You just caught a real moment on this podcast. That's insane.
Yeah. It changes your life.
This is your Barbara Walters moment. So now it's start crying.
There was one of those going around the internet yesterday, which was
a rumor.
Does everyone realize that the X-Men animated series theme song is a Whitney Houston song?
What?
Electric guitar.
I never watched that.
Yeah, it's a Whitney Houston song.
What is it?
They played it side by side. I think it's called Never Cry Again or something.
Never Cry Again.
It is.
Never
Cry Again. Look it up. It was like, oh my God, they fucking... And you know who did that? Was Aerosmith. What's his
Never
name?
Never Cry
Joe?
Again.
What's his name?
The lead singer?
Steve Tyler.
No, the other guy. This guitar player. Joe?
Joe Perry.
Yeah,
Joe
it was Joe Perry. Perry. Yeah.
The Edge.
That.
Did he sing it?
He also did Spider-Man. Spider-Man.
I was just thinking the other day about how Steve Tyler looks like one of those bog men they pull up after 10,000 years of being trapped in peat.
But they can't let him out of the water because then he'll evaporate.
He looks like he's been like fake tanning in a wind tunnel. The skin just gets looser tunnel. And gets blown
get
back
a,
more.
You get in a NASA wind tunnel and then they put spray tan in the air.
Yeah, it's actually a sand thing at once.
It's a sandblasting tent where the sand is tinted orange.
The wind's strong enough that it brushes your teeth and combs your hair.
Well, it doesn't comb his hair.
That's very Dexter's Lab where you get in the wind tunnel and it gives you a nice shower, cleans your teeth, and then throws your clothes on. It's all up to chance, but.
Yeah, to dow. Wow! Wow! That's just your bird voice again. Hey, everybody, it's me, Joe Perry. Listen, Steven Tyler doesn't want to join us, but we found this bird. You almost got into David Lee Roth territory.
If you had a parrot hanging around Steve Tyler long enough,
uh-huh.
If he snuffed it, you've got 60 more years of Aerosmith ready to go.
And it looks the same.
Yeah. He can do everything Steve Tyler does.
It has just as many feathers in its hair.
And he can fuck little kids.
Wait, what?
Steve Tyler.
Hang on. You brought this up yesterday, Chris. Dave goes something about, rock
here's
bands?
Here's what I read yesterday. Okay, No.
You say it.
I stumbled upon a Reddit AMA of KK Downing from Judas Priest. Okay. And the top question was like, did you fuck little kids like all the other rock bands at the time? And I was like, whoa, don't ask him that.
I don't know.
But really, we want to know.
But what is the basis of that question? Is it just that
I think it was
12-year-olds got backstage and got fucked at every rock show?
Not necessarily 12-year-olds. I don't know the details of that. But there seem to be a lot of allegations against Aerosmith.
Yeah, that's what you said, is that Steven Tyler is a well-known child fucker?
Well,
I mean, this is a pretty heavy allegation to lob. Oh, no!
Shit. I hope that's not Steve Tyler.
You think it is? What do we say? Pick up. Steven Tyler?
Not quite, boys. How's it going?
That is Steve Tyler's
Joe
voice.
Joe Perry?
Ooh, it's a lady.
Yeah.
How's it going,
Mrs. Lady?
You guys have been staying away from women, right? Like you're supposed to. So.
Oh, that's always been the case.
It's understandable that you wouldn't recognize the sound of one.
Is this Duff McKagan?
Boys?
It's Duff McKagan.
You can't call women that anymore.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry. Time's up.
Duff McKagan.
You know what? I know who it is. It's Mrs. Explosive.
Oh, what a good guess. How are you boys? What are you up to? Are you busy, busy at work?
I'm legally obligated to tell you that I'm a man because of this court paperwork that I keep getting every day.
Oh, don't worry. You will be charged for this, of course.
Well,
again, I mean, always.
Charged
every
for
time
what?
We speak, this you'll be charged. I'll press charges against you, of course.
Well, we got more
entrapment.
Of that Johnny Depp debt, baby.
Yeah, man, that Depp debt, baby. This is entrapment, Mrs. Explosive.
Oh,
this
that baby was to Joel, by the way.
Oh,
not okay. To you.
Yeah, yeah, please. I feel harassed.
But thank you for taking the time to
give
us a ring.
Also, Dave means butt, B-U-T, not B-U-T-T.
Yes. We're on our best behavior today.
Wonderful. I'm only hearing three of you, though. Is that correct?
One of them died.
Yeah, the other one died.
Again?
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord. Well,
we're going to need a new one.
I guess that's its prerogative.
If you could send a better one here.
It's 2018. If you want to die, they should let you.
If it's under, is it under the table? Is it starting to smell in there? I can send a janitor in.
It's starting to smell in here, buddy. It's not here.
Can you just send a janitor in to take his place?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, absolutely.
Who was that guy up at the front desk? Was his name Jerry, Larry? We should get that guy.
He's not a janitor. Remember. He's the front desk guy.
Well, if you give him a mop, he'll push it. I don't know.
So you want to demote him so he can come hang out with you losers?
Whatever. I feel like we're on the bottom rung anyway.
Is that a demotion? Is that really a demotion?
Front desk guy to janitor?
Yeah.
I would rather hang out at a desk and say hello to people than mop up vomit and
Mrs.
Oops.
Explosum, speaking
Wait,
of
Mrs. Explosum.
Speaking of vomit,
There's
where
no
do
vomit
we
here.
Where do we fall in that hierarchy?
In the vomit? You're the vomit. You're the vomit that gets mopped up.
Fuck.
Okay, are we above peas and poos or below them?
I would say probably below them, because the smell is a lot more insidious.
Well,
it sticks.
Better symbolism aside, what do I put on my business card?
Sawdust.
Fuck.
Sawdust.
Yeah, so you can soak it all up so you can sweep it.
No, I mean, what do I write on my business card?
Just barf.
Okay.
Chris Wilson, barf.
Chris Wilson, barf, explosion.
Can he put Ms. Explosion? Proper context of the current climate and the Me Too generation, please do not take this the wrong way. Can Chris put on his business card professional fuckboy?
I would say so, absolutely.
Okay. I am licensed.
Yeah, everything I've learned about him, put him a certified fuckboy, I would say.
Chris,
absolutely.
Can we get a yes for that? Chris, can you give me a big old yes?
Yes.
No, like a Chris yes.
Yes!
Yeah, there we go. Haven't had one of those in a long... We haven't had one of those since Mr. Explosion, R.I.P.
Yeah. Well, R.I.P., rest in...
P. Well, it's rest in P.
Yeah, Chris has smiled for the first time since Mr. Explosion passed away. Mrs. Explosion, thank you for giving him a moment of joy.
We try not to talk about him anymore.
It's
a little disrespectful, but, you know.
Do we just consider everyone who's on the moon as dead and passed away?
I mean, there's no air, Chris. If you get out... Look, we know that guy. If he got out the front door of his time clam, there's no fucking air. He's dead.
But, I mean, it is 2018. He chose to go to the moon on his own volition to die.
Yeah. Everyone in 2018 gets a pass.
Yeah. And God knows what powers the time ham. Time clam.
Mrs. Explosum, do you have the time ham? Because if you do, we need to talk.
Are you okay? You sound like you're having a stroke. What, you have the time ham?
I might be.
Is there any nauseous gas coming into this room?
All right. Well, anyway, good talking to you. Bye.
Oh, no. Guys, you have a script for me, correct? Right? I mean, you should.
Okay.
Like always,
I am reaching
like
around
usual.
This.
Wait a minute.
I'm reaching around this desk. I'm not finding any memos. I'm looking under my cup. There's no seagulls in here.
Oh, my goodness. Do you guys have the windows closed?
They're sealed shut.
There are no windows.
Well, yeah,
and they're very, very closed.
All right, well, I don't understand how the owls are supposed to get to you then, but we'll have to figure out a new way.
They were supposed to be coming letters?
Owls with scrolls. I just don't even want to deal with this now.
Oh, man.
That sounds familiar. Owls with scrolls?
Yeah.
No, she made that up.
Owls with scrolls?
That's her thing.
Yeah. I mean, I was studying alchemy, and I just had an owl handy. I figured I would just send it along. But anyways,
I like how you went, well, I was studying this. Oh, good. I do have an owl. I guess I could try this out. Otherwise, I'd have to go out and get an owl.
Do you not have an owl in your alchemy lab?
There's
no
Explosum
owl in here.
Oh, it's so hard to relate to you. It's like when the 1% tries to say they know what the common man is like.
Joel's very good at relating to
people.
You don't
get us.
I just need one thing clarified. Hmm. Were you practicing alchemy or alchemy?
Alchemy.
A little from column A, a little from column B. You know.
No idea what that means. Man, I've learned nothing from this conversation.
It's when you turn owls into lead. You don't have enough lead, so
you know
turn an owl into never mind.
You know what they say, the script's going to drop like a lead owl.
A lead owl. Okay, no. So it's safe to say if your owl flew into our window, it died.
Okay, well, I have lots of them, so that's going to be all right. All right, well, guys, I guess what I'm going to need from you, are you familiar with like deserted islands at all?
I like dessert.
Are we going to one?
I mean, absolutely, eventually. We're going to book you a nice little vacation, but that's supposed to be a surprise. So anyways.
Okay, deserted island.
Like
what happens
Danger Island?
There?
Well, I mean,
is it dangerous,
you can call it whatever you'd like.
Okay.
And that's it?
So, no. Anyways, what I need you guys to do is I need you to be a couple magicians who've been stranded on a deserted island for quite a while, a really long time, and you're all pretty hungry. I'm going to need you all to kind of figure out who is going to get eaten first.
Oh, God damn it.
Okay. We're three magicians.
Yeah. Well, we don't have to be. Remember, she didn't say. She said some magicians. Don't. Oh, my. Because maybe that'll help. Maybe it'll help if one of us isn't a magician. Oh, my God.
Hello?
Okay.
You guys there?
Okay. Nothing. Bye. All right. Deserted island. Couple of hungry magicians.
I can feel my ribs in through my skin.
Oh, you're telling me the great Presto is also very, very hungry.
Great presto. Your name sounds like a sort of stick of glue that I could buy, which is what I need to hold my muscles onto my bones because I'm fading away.
Yes, yeah, so you're always been a magician with analogies and words.
That's me. I'm a real word wizard. I wish that bird would stop laughing over there. Oh, there. Now it's a bird again.
There's a bird?
Okay. Well, yeah.
Let's eat it. There's an idea.
Fuck you!
Well, me, the miserable Marvo, really feels like a sprig of joy would come out of my face if we caught that bird and crammed it down my throat after we gave it a good cook. What do you think?
Not if I cram it down my throat first, but I'll give you the wings. I'm not much of a wings guy.
I wonder if I could fly away. Hey, look at that up there. That's a real big bird shaped like a man with a parachute.
No, it's not a bird at all.
That's a weird sounding bird, man.
Get out of the way! Get out of the way!
Use your magic to jump away. Jesus, fuck, man.
Well, it seems like we have more bird dinner than we previously thought.
Are you Buzz Lightyear?
What? I've merely landed on what seems to have been a former bird.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry, but I can tell from your tattered top hat and your mangy cummerbund falling off of your ribs that are you two men, gay?
No, we're just magicians.
Oh, the other thing. Okay, I understand.
Well, we are.
There's a Venn diagram, I understand. What? What did you say?
We are magnificent.
We certainly are
fabulous. But not fabulous.
We are fabulous.
Oh, well then you're gay magicians.
Watch this. Sparkles.
Whoa, my goodness.
We're pretty good at this whole thing.
Where did that come from?
My fingers.
Stop me if you get this a lot, but who are you and where did you come from?
Wow, I see. I was so perplexed by the fireworks emanating from your friend's fingers.
Yeah, give us a break and tell us all about you.
Well, I am the daring trick pilot.
What?
That everyone knows about, whose name is...
Oh, let me guess.
Can you guess? There's three famous trick pilots, and I'm one of them.
Are you the Red Baron?
No, that's one.
Okay, Marv, whatever your fucking name was, you should have a guess.
Oh, I'm sorry, it's your names. Before I reveal mine.
I am the Great Presto.
Great Presto.
Okay, Great Presto,
Great Presto,
of course
you know at least two other famous trick pilots.
What about, Amelia Earhart?
Close.
Her greatest trick was disappearing.
Getting closer. And back to you, sir. And what was your name again?
My name is Miserable Marvo.
Miserable Marvo, of course. And you must know that now that we've narrowed down the two trick pilots that I am not.
Johnny Birdfoot.
That's me, Johnny Birdfoot.
Johnny Birdfoot, I got you. There you go. I can read people's minds, too.
Now listen, gentlemen, I feel like Providence has placed us in this same place because I...
What, in the 1800s, judging by how you're talking?
Well, if
we
you're...
go back in
listen,
time.
When's the last time you heard about a trick pilot, you know? I've got a bi-wing plane, for God's sake. Well, I had a bi-wing plane. But as I have parachuted out to safety and landed here on this island with you gentlemen, my plane has crashed into the ocean.
Oh, no. Were you here to rescue us?
No, I was just doing writing in the sky. You can see I was writing a message. It was a paid advertisement. I didn't quite finish it, so it says, if you're hungry and looking for a good meal, then it would be a good idea to go on down and eat at, and then that's where I crashed.
Oh, man, I gotta tell you, that information would have come in real handy.
Yeah, would you have said
eat ass? Was that what you were about to say?
Well, that's what it
says
now.
We've been doing that for a while to survive.
It says, see, I didn't get to say eat at, I sort of fell, and so it does say, if you're hungry, eat ass.
Yeah, you swirled around a couple of times, and now it's S's.
I wonder if that's giving anyone the wrong impression, but...
Well,
I think we've talked
enough to our dinner.
No, gentlemen! Please, let's be sensible. First of all, you have magical powers, and I have studied knowledge of avionics. Perhaps we could fashion, I don't know, this bird into a plane and fly it at anything to keep you from nibbling on my toes.
I'm sorry, what did you say about that bird?
Oh, yeah, that was a bird. We could just eat that.
Yeah, we could do that, but we got to figure out a long-term plan, man. We got to get the fuck out of here.
Miserable Marvo, are you suggesting that eating me is your long-term plan?
It's a very short-term plan. It much shorter than the scarves we've been eating for all this time.
Indeed, I think we'll reap the benefits, but for 5 hours.
If I have my parachute and you have a belly full of delicious scarves, is that a thing? I'm not sure. I'm spitballing here.
Yep.
Can we do something with that?
Yeah, let's try go a little back and forth. And now that we have new materials, maybe we can use them to get off this island.
Okay, everyone empty your pockets. We'll go around in a circle, everyone taking out one item. I'll start. A compass.
Okay.
Okay, what? Okay, that compass is pointing...
No, what do you have? What do you have, miserable Marvo? Oh,
let me take a look.
Presto, do you have anything in your pockets?
I have a rubber chicken.
A rubber chicken, perfect. A compass and a rubber chicken.
Oh, and flowers for you.
Oh, my God. Oh, they squirted me. Excellent. Ow, it stings like salt water.
Yes, it's bleach.
Ouch. Oh, fuck, okay. Oh, that could come in handy. Miserable Marvo, do you have anything else in your pockets?
I have a kaleidoscope.
That's not going to help,
I don't think
Marvo.
It'll help you see lots of pretty colors.
Hey, you're sad. Do you have any drugs?
No.
Oh, fuck. Okay, let me check my other pocket. I have a sextant.
A what?
A sextant, you fool!
We don't appreciate it's words
a,
like that
It's a maritime
here.
Star measuring device, you ignoramus.
Look, I don't like how you've just flown in here on your big fucking two-winged bird, landed on another bird, and now you're calling me an ignoramus.
Oh, Johnny Birdfoot should never have to endure such indignity at the hands of a magician.
Listen, other magician who I keep forgetting the name of.
Presto! I just got here and I know it's Presto.
Hey, Presto. Maybe we should just fucking eat this guy, huh?
I think that'd be a great idea. He can tell us more big fancy words as he slides into my gullet.
Yum, 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 yum.
How should we prepare him? Does anybody have barbecue sauce in their pocket?
Yum, 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 yum,
all right,
yum, yum.
As
yum.
You guys do that, I'll walk slowly backwards going no, no, no. Let's try that.
We're going to go walking faster. Yum, 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 yum,
yum, yum, yum, yum, yum, yum, yum, yum, yum, yum, yum, yum, yum, yum, yum, yum, yum, yum, yum, yum, yum, yum, yum, yum, yum,
yum, yum, yum, yum, yum,
yum, yum,
yum, yum, yum, yum, yum, yum, yum, yum,
yum, yum, yum, yum, yum, yum, yum, yum, yum, yum, yum, yum, yum,
yum, yum, yum, yum, yum, yum, yum, yum, yum, yum, yum, yum,
yum, yum, yum, yum, yum, yum, yum, yum, yum, yum, yum,
yum, yum, yum, yum, yum, yum, yum, yum, yum, yum, yum, I'm calling a timeout.
Quick, tie your scarves together. Oh, Let's catch it.
I feel like a regular Johnny Fishfoot now. This is ridiculous.
All right, I'm pulling. I can pull them out of my
throat.
Right. Someone pull a six. Oh. Someone throw a six pack of beer in the water. Catch him.
I'm the only someone here.
It's caught around my throat. If you had beer, why didn't you drink
grab
it?
Grab onto my legs. We'll pull him. Okay.
Yeah, grab onto his legs, and then I'll winch his legs in.
I don't know who you're talking to, Marvo. I think you've been out here way too long.
Is this the end of Johnny Birdfoot?
I'm just very, very hungry. Oh. All right, time to snack down.
Wait! Wait.
Any final words? Last meal?
Yes. As I, God damn it.
It better be a good word.
As I get this six-pack ring off, first of all, you have a delicious bird there to eat, crushed by mine own bird foot. You have most of a six-pack of beer. Gents, instead of you salivating at my dick and balls and my chest and all of my meats, we could just have
big
a good
assumption.
It's my meatiest part.
Man.
We could just have a good old bro time on the beach, eating and drinking.
Okay, let me see what's in my top hat. I got a ghetto blaster full of top tunes.
Oh, and you've also got a satellite phone. It's
righteous.
Fully charged.
Fucking righteous, man.
Hang on. You're looking right past the satellite phone.
I can't eat that, man.
No, but you could call like a Jimmy John's and have delivery and or a rescue.
We've already got chicken. You want a fucking sandwich as well? You're fucking
Why did you throw the satellite phone in the ocean?
We don't need it, man. We got
presto,
chicken.
Presto, this man is obviously to your detriment, not a partner.
You see what I've been dealing with?
Well, let's eat him. You and I together, the smart ones.
Hey, come on,
that
man.
Could
we,
work.
Me and you, we've been together through thick and thin, whether we like it or not. This fucking blowhard just comes on in.
You're thin, but we're about to be thick with your meats in our bellies,
what
good man.
What meats? Come on.
Maybe we should have him eat this bird, plumping him up.
Man.
It'll be like a majuckin.
A majuckin. It's been so long since I've... savored the beautiful watery taste of a majuckin in
whatever you do, don't cram that dead bird in my asshole and then eat me.
Presto, hold my hand like a friend and let's walk towards Marvo
saying yum, yum, yum.
Okay.
Please. No.
Stronger
yum,
together.
Yum, no. Yum, yum, yum. I'm going to walk
yum,
back.
Yum,
no.
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 Yum,
no. Yum, yum, yum. 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 Fell in a volcano.
Oh. Oh. Well, then. Well, I guess we're having Cajun.
It's hot down here.
Beautiful. We're saved by hunger being gone.
All right.
The end.
You always wrap it up with a line that just really pulls the camera
perfect.
Back.
It's perfect. A Mrs. perfect line.
Mrs. Explosum, did you like the bit where everything was solved because hunger be gone?
I think I either fell asleep or I might have had a stroke.
Is there a carbon monoxide leak in here
that's leaking through the phone?
I mean, compared to the rest of ours, this one was quite soothing.
There's a pasta carbonara leak because we were so hungry.
Sounds delicious.
Yeah, we have that effect on people.
Oh my God.
We soothe them with our dulcet tones.
If anything, Mrs. Explosum, you should be happy that we gave you some rest from your busy day.
Well, okay, this script, it started strong. I need you to know that. I really like the yum, yum, yum. I'm really into that.
Would you like more of that in future scripts?
Yes, please. Lots more yum, yum, yum. Can we
reissue our old scripts, but with more yum, yums?
With another yum, kind of like when a yum, yum track?
Yeah, like when Dave Mustaine reissued his old albums, but... Remaster them. Let's put more yum-yums in our old ones.
Remaster of puppets.
Okay. Yeah, brilliant, brilliant.
What else, Mrs. Explosion? What other big thoughts did you have?
I think that there could have been a lot more magic tricks. I mean, you know.
Oh, there were none.
I can't deny.
I did bring something out of my hat, did I not? Sorry.
We had a rubber chicken.
Marvo.
I really liked the bleach flower. That was good.
Oh, yeah. You would like that.
I like more of that, more stinging, more pain.
More eye pain? Okay, that's a good note, I guess.
You kind of really are looking for the pain and suffering in these scripts, aren't you?
I mean, who isn't?
It's like we're sensing a pattern, but not quite getting it.
Mrs. Explosum, do you have a bloodlust?
I mean, among other things, absolutely. I wouldn't say it's my strongest trait.
Yeah, what's your bloodlust type? A positive, B negative?
What's the one that is all of them? Like O?
Oh,
it's definitely B.
Big O.
I'd say
negative.
It's definitely B negative.
It's being
you?
Negative for
being
us. Negative. Yeah. Oh fuck.
Well, I'm going to take the salvageable bits from the script, and I'm going to go
Which
ahead and re. I'm going to you know. I'm going
to
basically
You're sell it to
give
another
it away
creative
to somebody
team?
Else to make better fuck. And take the credit of. You know.
This is explosive.
Oh, well, thank God.
You know what? That's very flattering that you think the script is good enough to. Give to someone else and say, at least you can make it a bit.
This is like how
like
the Catwoman...
I'm so glad your name's going to be on it and not ours.
Oh, not this my like name. Oh, God, no. I'm so far away from this. You have no idea. I mean, except for my last name, the Explosion thing.
Mrs. Explosion, this is like how the Catwoman movie has 19 writers because nobody wanted to take credit for it.
I mean, maybe they were
exactly
all just pseudonyms.
Like.
By the way, Explosion, that's a beautiful last name. What is that, Navajo?
Oh, keep it up. Go. Yeah, yeah.
You know, in this political climate, that's not very appropriate to ask somebody, you know, their nationality.
Yeah, who are your people?
No,
Mr. Explosion, who are your people?
It's your lineage, really. I mean, I didn't think it was that, well, you know, what are you going to do? Throw another restraining order at me? I don't give a shit.
Yeah. Fuck it. Fuck the law.
I liked this one better when it was trying to fuck me. This one is a little bit meaner now. You guys have a cage, right?
I'm a bad boy.
Stick it under the table with the corpse.
Yeah, I'm a bad boy, Miss Explosion.
Chris is the
can't
Danny
tie me
from
down.
Greece of the group.
Chris, you got a clear signal to move forward, I think.
I think so. I'm going to close the deal.
Yeah, close. Seal it, buddy.
So,
if someone said that to me, I just...
Shut the fuck up, Dave!
Go.
Mrs. Explosion, so, do you like makeup?
I am so sorry, guys. I've got so many other more important things to do than talk
Mrs.
about you losers.
Mrs.
So
Explosum.
Hey, Mrs. Explosum, it's me, Rob. I'm back. This whole script was my idea. I'm dumb.
Oh, Rob.
Rob,
Utah's really changed
me.
You.
Oh, Rob, you just jumped out of the toilet and surprised us again.
I shit my pants.
Have a good day, you guys.
Bye.
Goodbye. Call me.
I don't know why she didn't go for that, Chris. If you said that to me, I'd walk towards you saying yum, 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 yum.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's her loss. I think
she'll regret it and she'll be back.
No,
listen. You're like someone who gets a clear, like you're like a pilot and we wave you in and then you crash it right into a mountain.
That's what they want.
On purpose.
That's what they go for.
I like how gracefully you flew into that script.
God damn it. Guys,
another week we've barely survived.
No, we did it.
Okay.
We did great.
Well, our life isn't really on the line, you know, just our integrity.
I don't care anymore.
Let's pat ourselves on the back for that one. I'm quite pleased with it.
Good job, boys.
Make sure to sit on your hand so it feels like someone else is patting you on the back.
Okay, now let's rub each other's back.
I always feel like it's more like I'm patting on someone else's back. Yeah. All right, guys. I really think we did good, no matter what that mean old harpy sea witch says.
Yeah, that grotesque bitch of a future girlfriend of mine.
Yeah. Hello, future girlfriend. Hey, can you address her that way from now on?
I will. I'm going to start calling her pet names.
That disgusting fussy Medusa with sausage for hair.
Fussy Medusa.
Oh.
Wait, if a Medusa with sausage for hair looks at you, do you turn into a pile of meat?
Which I guess you don't really change at all, do you?
No, you already are one.
Or you just become a disarranged pile of meat.
Oh, no.
You turn into a really overcooked, crispy calzone.
That sounds great.
God.
Yeah.
Guys, all I can say is I feel pretty good about what we did today.
Yeah.
I think we did a good job.
Good job, boys. You know what? I'm glad that I find some good friends to do this with.
Compliment circle. Let's do it for real this time.
Compliment circle.
Let's do it for real.
Okay, Joel,
Chris, you start. Okay, I'll start. Chris, I liked how your magician was ready with a name, and it didn't take him a very long time to come up with a magician name.
Thank you. Thank you, Joel. Dave, I would like to say great job on the magician voice.
Oh, yeah. My God. It was spot on.
Yeah, I thought it really had a lot of suspense and range, and it was just all around. You could tell that guy was a performer.
Miserable.
It had a story. It was a guy that was bullied in school for being a magician.
Miserable Marvo,
yeah.
Okay, that's good.
Miserable Marvo.
I thought maybe we changed his name halfway through and I got confused.
Joel, I like how you gracefully flew into the script like a wonderful bird superhero.
And I don't want to point out that I wrote on a piece of paper, Dave, say, hey, look, a parachute.
But you did
But that is what I did.
You said you don't want to do the thing, and then you did
But I did it. Dave, I think I uncomplimented you just then.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
You guys can't say a nice thing about me,
can
you?
We can't. We try, and it just doesn't work.
I just said a nice thing about your voice. Give yourself double-handed back pats.
Why do you have to do a voice for that? We said a nice thing about your voice.
I thought that was a backhanded double pat that you gave him originally.
I think
a backhanded back pat is great.
That's a self-defense move, I think. I don't feel complimented at all.
Listen. If you enjoy this podcast, you got to go over to iTunes. You got to go over to other places. You got to rate and review us. Give us them 5 stars, baby.
If you're driving home from work and you're listening to this, get on your phone right now.
Pull over in the middle of the street, turn your car perpendicular to traffic, and start typing reviews.
Yep.
Long reviews.
Set your car on fire and protest, and then give us a 5-star review.
Just moments before you delete your Twitter forever, follow Here's an Idea Pod on Twitter. If you have a question for us, you know, we're never getting around to these emails, but we get so many of them.
I think we were just very enthused this week, we'll get back to them next week.
Podcast@explosum.net. We really are getting a shit ton of these emails. I'm getting maybe email panic.
Get those email typing fingers out and send us queries and questions.
Or maybe
we'll
don't
answer them for you.
Because we have so many? I don't know.
Do we have a lot?
Oh. We have a fuck ton. That's what I'm saying.
These podophiles are hungry for interaction.
Oh my God, here's the other thing. If you want more podcasts than anyone else gets, you got to go to our Patreon, patreon.com/cyanide_and_happiness.
No further underscores.
You got to get that post show. We've uploaded one. We recorded two. And then the second one, we forgot to hit record.
Probably far better than our podcast.
It's pretty
good.
Go over
and check it out.
It's
yeah.
pretty good.
We loosen our tie and forget that we're going to die very soon. Probably.
Loosen our pants.
With our script quality.
We add a girl.
Yeah, it's like going behind it's like going backstage at an Aerosmith concert. Actually, and that's not a good recommendation.
Fucking a child, no.
Yeah, that's not a good recommendation. Right. Never mind.
Yeah, it's coming back to our tour bus, no matter what age you are.
Oh, fuck. Anyway.
Anyway, Twitter/DaveExplosum.
I'm also Twitter
@.com in there.
HijinksandSueCom. What about you, Chris?
I'm on Twitter with Chris Wilson, Chris with a K. It's a dumb K, but it's just one of them. Not three.
The special
case. Type Chris Wilson. There's some underscores in there. I believe in you. I only want the smart people to find me.
If you're into dank memes, follow @pathogen, JEN.
On Instagram.
If you, on the Instagram.
Instagramming.
And
What yeah. else?
Chris, I like how you make people look for you like you're a secret band in Nick and Nora's Infinite Playlist.
It's a challenge. If you can find me and follow me, then I know you've passed my riddles.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a Zelda level that no one completes, so they get 98%.
Yeah, go down the stairs where there's a spray-painted bird, and Chris will be there.
Thank you to producer Autumn and engineer Ben and to all the podophiles.
That's their full names.
And for Rob for not being here and mucking things up yeah. with his big stupid head.
Thank you, Rob. It's the least you could do.
Bye.
Bye.
Here's an idea as an Explosum production. For more comics, cartoons, podcasts, video games, and lots more internet, go to Explosum.net. Explosm.net. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Explosum Entertainment. If you have comments for the podcast, email us at podcast@explosum.net. Be nice.